how about your adjustment? Seemed like you had a good game. Your adjustment here to this team?
I mean, year two. I feel way more comfortable this year than I did last year in the system. And I just want to do whatever it takes to make my team win.
How do you feel about kind of the state of the team, 2-2 at this point?
I feel very good about this team. Like I was telling him, we're going to fight. No matter what, winning or losing, we're going to fight. We're going to put, everybody's going to play together. And that's what I want. And that's what everybody wants here. And that's what Zimmer wants. And once you do your all, that's what we want here. That's what we're fighting for.
I know there's not a lot of comfort in moral picture, but do you feel good about going into a place and being so close against a team on the road that hasn't lost there in, you know, a year and a half? And
I mean, we feel good. We feel good, but in the day, we wanted to win. And if we would have minimized a couple of our mistakes, we could have won that game. And tomorrow we're going to get back on it. We're going to talk about it, and then we're going to move forward and get ready for who we play next. Get ready for
Kansas City.
So right now, that's our main focus. Put it to bed. Talk about the positives, talk about the negatives, and just move forward.
Was it disappointing that when Peyton got the ball at the very end, you guys stopped him, the game's tied, but they were able to drive for a field goal? You guys have been playing better in the second half there.
I mean, I'm glad it was a field goal, not a touchdown, because the last couple of games with Peyton in the fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go, he's always delivered. He scores. So for us just to stop and get a field goal, that was a gave our team another opportunity to score. So I'm just glad we stopped them. But, yeah, we would like to – No points at all would have been better, but we did what we could do.
You guys have kind of had a bend but don't break mentality a lot, where your team will drive down, but you'll hold them in the red zone to a field goal. Is that something you guys try to do going in, or do you want to shore things up?
The goal is to 3-and-out, but if you can't get 3-and-out, 3 is the most we're trying to give. So we did that. Now we just have to just fix our errors and just come back next week or come back 2 weeks and get ready to go for Kansas City.
What are the plays that stick out? I mean, you mentioned some positive, some negative. What are the ones that stick out to you on each side?
I mean, the negative, let's talk off with the negative. Negative is that big run. That big run to the outside. We misfit. We missed the tackle. And if we didn't have that big run, that would have been a change of the game. The missed field goal. If we never missed that field goal, we never know what could happen. So those couple of plays that we wish we could have back, but we can't. You know what I mean? But the best thing I like about this team, nobody put their head down and gave up. Everybody continued to fight. We scored a touchdown. That just gave us energy, and we just fed off each other. And that's what we're going to need going on. We have two more games, and sky's the limit. One game at a time.
What was the mood at down 13-0 at that point?
I mean, like I said, down 13-0, we didn't give up. We just said we had to calm down, come back together, and we did. And we fought adversity, and we came back, and I thought it was a great game. I just wish that we was on the top end of the sticks at the end of the game, but unfortunately we wasn't.
It ended up paying off, but what were your thoughts when there's 40 seconds left and Peyton's got a third down and you guys, and Zimmer calls a timeout, kind of giving, you know, him another shot at?
I mean, I feel like it was a good call just to calm everybody down and make the stop and we hold him to a field goal. I felt like that timeout was, that's another big play. You never know what could happen. No timeout. They could have scored. Timeout, we hold them. So I felt like it was a good call.
When you play a team that is undefeated, does this kind of set a benchmark for what this team can accomplish or what you strive to accomplish?
It's a good goal. It's a good – just to go against a team that's, 3-4-0, they don't really make that many mistakes, they have a great quarterback, and just to, I guess, can hold them to a lower standard than he normally performs at. I felt like we came out on top. I felt like we just, like I said, mistakes, penalties. We just have to work on the little things, and we'll be okay.
When you saw how well their defense was playing, did your guys' defense kind of know you had to step up and
better? I feel like last week that game was just all about defense. And I know it was going to come down to who was going to make more plays on defense, who's going to get more turnovers. And that's another part of our game we have to work on, not turn the ball over and get more turnovers on defense.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.